Hey everybody, this is B on Dodpaw Podcast. Stuff about stuff. What do you believe it? Another year has passed. So happy new year to you all, wherever you are. I hope you have a lot of cool plans, festivities, and I don't know, what do people do nowadays on New Year's? I used to go out and shoot the fireworks and hang with my friends. As I got older, I would go and see the fireworks. Seen a lot of amazing fireworks over the years. A lot. Have a few beers and a few laughs. And then tomorrow's another day, as they say. So, yeah, Happy New Year to you. Just wanted to do a quick episode here with another year. 2023 was quite a year, me personally and for the world. Specific reasons for celebrating New Year's can vary, obviously, with cultures and religions. And some of those include renewal and fresh start. Fresh start, I like the sound of that. Transition from one year to the next is often seen as opportunity for a fresh start. People make New Year's resolutions, set goals, aspire to make positive changes in their lives. I never did their resolutions. I would set goals and try to aspire for a different position to change my life, typically in my career. Cultural and religious significance. Many cultures, New Year's is tied to religious or cultural events. Chinese New Year is associated with traditional Chinese beliefs and customs. Islamic New Year's is based on the Islamic lunar calendar. Time measurement, obviously. New Year's is a way to mark the passage of time. It serves as a milestone to reflect on the events of the past year and anticipate the possibilities of the upcoming one. You know, I do that every day, every morning. I start my day with right on. I'm still vertical. But yeah, I get that whole time measurement thing, 352 days, or now somebody is saying it's 352.8 or whatever. 52 weeks, it's actually 52.7 weeks or whatever. we are such finite creatures and we, measure things in such small increments. It's easy to get overwhelmed by these type of things. I think it's important to point out, hey, I've been at this job for this long. Another year has passed. I turned this age, so on and so forth to call things out. Social celebration is another one of these, themes. New Year's is often a time for social, like I was talking about, gatherings, parties, festivities. Time when people come together to celebrate, share joy and strengthen social bonds. That is for sure. Historical and calendar significance. Celebration of New Year's is tied to the adoption of various calendar systems. Georgian calendar, which is widely used today, introduced by Pope Gregory the 13th in 1582. It's going back a while there, Gregory. Many cultures adopted this calendar, and January 1st became the designated date for the beginning of the new year. I did not know that, but that's why nowadays we have the Googleage, and we have, or in my case, DuckDuckGo, and the ChatGPT. He can throw out some information to you. Overall, New Year's celebrations provides opportunity for reflections, hope, sense of renewal as people bid farewell to the old year and welcome the new one. You know, I think for a lot of people go through things during a year. You can forget about some of the things, but it's good to reflect. It's good to sit down and go, whoa, August was crazy, bro. Or August was cool. You know, and I think that's needed in all our lives. Like I said, I try to do that daily, every morning. And, you know, I take asset. I take a look, a list, if you will, between the vampires in my life and the contributors. Yes, I do have a list. And I try to stay true to that list, and I try to make every day the best I can, because you know what? In the past, I have not done that. And I personally think that's a smart way to live your life. It's the way I have been living my life for about 7 years now. You know, New Year's is celebrated widely around the world with different cultures, religions, traditional practices. United States and Canada, you know, Times Square ball drop in New York City is a famous event. As a large illuminated ball descends down a pole in Times Square as the clock strikes midnight. That pole joke would have been funny probably in the 80s, because Times Square was pretty gnarly back then. United Kingdom celebrates with fireworks in all the major cities and the ringing of Big Ben at the stroke of midnight. I bet that is very cool. Japan, they celebrate in their homes. They visit temples, enjoy traditional foods like special New Year's dishes, sushi dishes. I can't pronounce these, so I won't even try, but I assume that those are fish dishes. China, known as the Spring Festival, well, I like that, is a major celebration marked by family reunions, feasts, dragon and lion dances, and iconic use of firecrackers. Come on. Where do you think firecrackers came from? Bro. India. New Year celebrations in India vary by region and community. The Hindu Festival of Lights is often considered a time for new beginnings. In the southern state of Kerala, the festival of Vishu marks a traditional New Year's. I hope I said those Indian names correctly. Scotland, you know, the Scottish, I cannot pronounce. I need to start, maybe I like get the pronunciation of some of these in the future and have it phonetically spelled out for my redneck brain. Hogmanay is what it looks like, is a Swedish, a Scottish celebration of New Year's, featuring various customs like first footing, the first person to enter a house after midnight brings symbolic gifts. No, that's nice. Brazil, celebrated for massive beach parties. That's cool. Fireworks, and offerings to the goddess of the sea. Russia celebrates New Year's with festive meals, gifts, arrival of Father Frost. Oh, that's nice. And his granddaughter, Snow Maiden. Wow, that is very cool, Russia. South Africa, people often celebrate with outdoor music festivals, fireworks, and gathering with family and friends. Rosh Hashanah, of course, Jewish New Year. Time for reflection and prayer, marked by the sounding of the ram's horn. You know, that Times Square dropping of the ball sounds really lame compared to all of those. I will tell you, they make a big deal out of that ball and telling you how many diamonds and stuff are on it. So, America. Starting a new year on a positive note can set the tone for the months ahead. So think about this when you're reflecting on a new year. So look at the past year, of course. Take time to reflect on your achievements, your challenges, the lessons of the past, lessons learned. Consider that you've learned and you have grown. And those things, and some people write these down. I was with someone once and she would write them down. We would make a list and we would read them out loud. And then we would burn them in the fireplace. So I don't know why, but that was her family thing. So we did that. Set some meaningful goals for yourself. Establish realistic and meaningful goals for the upcoming year. You know, there's four quarters. So quarter one, I am going to get ready to plant a garden. Quarter two, I'm planting the garden. Quarter three, I'm harvesting the garden. Hey, everybody. This is B with Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. We'll get right back to the episode. I just wanted to remind everyone, you can find me on X, on Facebook, and we are hosted on buzzsprout.com. I try to post every Thursday at 6 a.m. Central Time. And then however you listen to podcasts, Spotify has turned into a real touchstone for Dot Paul Podcast. Apple is big. There's a bunch of them out there. So however you listen to your content, you can find us there. And I say go for it. Deezer has turned out to be big. Amazon Music, Player FM. I have an RSS feed. The Index, Podcast Index, is sending a lot of traffic my way. Anyway, I just wanted to say, hey, thank you. And join us every Thursday, sometimes on Tuesdays. You never know. I may go, hey, and surprise you on Tuesday. So I just want to say, find us on X. If you want to comment on the show or make a suggestion, send me a direct message. X seems to be a good place for that. And that person that wants to marry me, I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. But if you want a friend, I'm your guy. So just wanted to throw that out there. And now we go back to our normally scheduled episode. And thank you again for listening to Dot Paul Podcast. Quarter four, I'm probably going to eat what's left out of the garden because I canned it, pickled it, and it's ready for my family. Then I'm going to start over. That's just, look into that. Break them down into smaller achievable steps and make progress so they can be managed, right? And maybe some meaningful goals personally to yourself you can make to yourself. You know, I'm not going to pick my nose in public anymore. That's pretty gnarly. And, you know, even though I'm sitting in my car, I'm pretty sure people can see through the window and they think I'm nasty. Not that a bee does that. Just saying, I've seen people doing this, and it's not only dudes. Some of you ladies, we can see you, okay? Stop it. And then come up with some resolutions. Make resolutions that align with said goals. Personal development, health, relationships, career, intentions for positive change. And each one of those is very important. Your personal development, obviously your health, your relationships, and your, those are totally different things. And they should be different resolutions for those aspects of your life. You know, don't make everything about, I'm going to make more money, bro. Don't make everything about that. It was like, I'm going to marry a really, really handsome or really, really beautiful person, bro. Don't make it about that. Health, I'm not going to die. Yeah, I like that one. And then, you know, personal development, you know, you may want to take up writing, take up poetry. Maybe just be more at peace with yourself and more at peace with your fellow man, or get to know a higher power. That's a excellent resolution to have. I think you need to express gratitude. You know, start the year of gratitude, reflection on the positive aspects of your life. Something cool happened. You know, you need just to say straight up and say it out loud, write it down. And this happened. It's positive. I am grateful. And thank you. Express thanks for the people and experiences that enriched your year. And the cumulative attitude of gratitude is a great thing. It will really, really help you go, you know what? August was hard, but wow, September, cool. Or whatever it is, or this happened, or that happened. I think in our lives, most of us, there are more positives during a year than there are negatives. Positive things seem to bubble to the top more. They are a lot more dramatic than negative things. But you know what? You need to have gratitude, and that will help you. I'm just speaking for myself. I think it can help everyone. You know, clean and organize. Here we go, guys. Look out. Talking to you. You know who I'm talking about. Declutter your living space. Cleaning and organizing your home can create a sense of order and provide a fresh start from the new year. Looking at you, you need to clean that mess up. Try something new. Challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone, whatever that is, whether it's a new hobby, learning a new skill, taking on a new adventure. Embracing novel things can bring excitement and growth. You know, if you're going on vacation, go scuba diving, you know, or snorkeling at least. Learn a new skill. Maybe you know how to do something at work, but you go, you know what, it'd be cool if I knew how to do that. Learn how to do it and do it. Adventure, you know. You may want to go down a different path, you know, turn left instead of turning right, or go straight, you know. Never reverse, never back up, and only briefly look over your shoulder to not spend your time looking behind you. Connect with loved ones, obviously. Spend time with family and friends. Strengthen your connections with your loved ones. Emotional support is very important, and it creates positive energy for the year ahead. You know, if not in person, you know, just call them up. Ringy dingy. Don't send them a text. Don't send them an email. Call them up and go, hey, how are you? And then talk to them. You know, if you have a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a child, an aunt, an uncle, a nephew, a niece, you need to embrace them. Don't wait for them to do it. You do it. You will not regret it. And then take care of yourself, obviously, your physical, your mental, your emotional well-being. Exercise, meditation, relaxation, any activity that brings you joy and relaxation. You know, I have big plans for my backyard. I'm going to plant some stuff. I'm going to do some flower beds. I'm going to try to channel my mother into my backyard, because she was a wonderful gardener. And we had the most amazing yards when I was growing up. And I'm going to try to do that. I have some ideas. They may work, they may not work, but I'm going to go for it. I'm looking forward to the spring and my planting adventures. And some things I can't do myself. I'll need some help, but I'm going to try to do a lot of it myself. Oh, man, I just set myself up to do it. Now I have to do it. create a vision board. Now, it's funny this was on the list. I was with someone, and she created a vision board for us for something we were trying to do. And I didn't get it. She asked me a bunch of questions, and she was writing stuff down, and then I heard something upstairs in the office and came in one morning to work on something. She pointed, she goes, "This is the vision board for what we're trying to do." And I went, started looking at the images. You know, they were images cut out of magazines. And I was like, "Oh, hey, I was just talking about that." And she's just staring at me and smiling, of course. It was a cool thing, and I never thought about the vision board. You know, use images, quotes, symbols to represent your aspirations and place it somewhere where you'll see it regularly. So I would be in meetings trying to get this thing started and talking to people about it, and I would turn away from my computer, and I would look at this wall, and the vision board was that, and that really helped. It sounds hokey, but a vision board is cool. I took a picture of it, and I had a full-time job too while I was doing this. And I would just be at work, I'd be at lunch, and I would just look at that photo. I would look at the vision board, and I would think of things, and I would just put them in my little notepad on my phone, and then go home and then sync that up with my device. And what I'm saying is the vision board is cool. It worked. I think everybody should do one. Plan for fun. Incorporate activities that bring joy and fun into your life. Travel, hobbies, social events, having things to look forward to can make the new year more exciting. Well, yeah. Learn from your mistakes. This is huge. Acknowledge the mistakes or setbacks from the past year as opportunities for growth. Use them as lessons rather than dwelling on them negatively. That is very, very important to do. I have tried myself over the years to follow that advice. And believe me, you don't want to dwell on the past or look in your rearview mirror. It's okay to look in your rearview mirror because you're moving away from that, but don't dwell on it. That is the past. Old Lang Syne, if you will. Approach the new year with positive mindset. You know, cultivate optimism, focus on solutions, and embrace challenges as opportunities of growth. You know, that's what I do for a living. You know, I am a solution provider. Someone asks me something, and I go, "This is what you need to do." Not because B thinks that, because this is the way it's done. This is the way, typically in my case, the vendor says to do it. So, you know, a new year can be hopeful. It can be full of intention. It can give you a lot of well-being and personal growth. Choose those activities and practices that align with your values and contribute to a positive, fulfilling year ahead. You know, crazy year here at the Dot Paul Podcast Ranch version 2.0. I think I mentioned I bought a house this year. First time I've owned a house in 23 years. I used to do all that and then I didn't. And I bounced around from apartment to apartment, townhouse to townhouse, rental place to rental place. And this just kind of fell in my lap, if you will. I'm very grateful that it did. And I'm loving it. A lot of responsibility, but a lot of joy at the end of the day. You know, you have to pay your property tax. You have to pay your mortgage. We have an HOA here in the neighborhood. You got to pay your HOA dues. You got to deal with the HOA. you know, that's part of adulting, I think is what people say nowadays, or being an adult. I'd forgotten a lot of that. And, you know, but then there is the monetary gain, there's equity, you know. If I ever do leave this place, there's the equity. And then when I do leave this place, if I pass here, you know, there'd be the equity that my sister or my nephews can take that and, you know, they can do whatever they want to with it, sell the house and then take that equity and then roll that into any bills I have outside of my investments. And then hopefully there's something left with all my investments and my savings and the equity. And my nephews can move forward with that money. I hope that's what happens. And my sister. But yeah, it's been crazy. I started out just with Churchill Mortgage, just as a thought experience. Okay, yeah, let's see. And I thought it would come back. Oh, hey, B, you need to do this, this, and this. Because I've done financial thought experiences, exercises in the past. And it was like, bip, 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 bip. So I went, bip, 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 bip. And it came back, and you've been pre-approved for X amount of dollars. And I was like, what? So I have a realtor friend here in Dallas, and we started looking at houses. Before you know it, I found a house. It took about, it seems like we looked at a lot of them. I think it was 50 probably. And I saw this house, and I liked it. Matter of fact, this time last year, I went back to my townhouse, and I told the realtor, you know, after Christmas, I want to go back and look at that house if it hasn't been sold. I just knew this house was going to be snapped up. This place is, it was only 2 years old, and, you know, January, it'll be 3 years old. This is a brand new house. I didn't build it like my last house, but it's brand spanking new. And, you know, so we did that, and the guy came down on the price. When he came down the price, I go, sold, and we did it, and I did it. And then I moved in. I moved in, and I set it up. I set it up. Everything, B did all of that. I did have some people say they would help me, but I didn't want any help. I wanted to do this myself. It was a personal goal, huge goal. So it's been a crazy year. You know, we've lost a lot of people over this year. I won't go into their names, but, you know, People Magazine always at the end of the year has a celebrity death list, and because that's what it is. And I think most magazines and websites of people we've lost, you know, in 2023. So I'll let you look that up if you think that's important. I was going to read off some of the names, but I don't think that's that important. You know, if an actor, an actress, a commentator, a musician that you like passed, that's very personal to you and you alone. You know, so I get it. You know, also, this time of year, I think about people that have passed. Excuse me. Got a little choked up there, folks. Sorry about that. Let me drink some water. Okay. You know, but I think about people. It's like, hey, but, you know, that's normal. I'm not sad because it's over. I'm happy because it happened. That's the take that I've taken with all deaths in my life that have, quote-unquote, affected me. So, Happy New Year, everyone. I'm wishing you all the best in 2024. Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff, is going to continue on. Going to try to have more interviews. I kind of got into a monologue type situation. I'm still thinking about the whole video. I'm not really set up to do video, and just me talking to into a camera seems a little boring. Maybe a video podcast would be with someone I was interviewing would be different, be better. So we'll see about that. Not sure. I'm very content in the way that I'm doing things right now. This has been very rewarding to me, and I hope you've liked it too. I got my stats for last week, and I had 25 downloads last week. And I continue to get inquiries, through direct messages. And thank you all for that. So until next year, everyone, this is B on Dot Paul Podcast, Stuff About Stuff. And remember, accelerate with confidence.